Penzo, yes, I mean a boys band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, 1:31. We'll check traffic coming up in a bit. Let's open up the club now. Music Club. Thursday Music Club. And Samantha Fisher from Play Forward joins us each week with that stuff. Between vacations, of course. Hello, young lady.
Hello, my darling. And I have an announcement.
Do
Pretty
you?
Soon, you won't be able to call me Fisher anymore. I'm legally changing my last name. Did I tell you that?
Are you getting married?
Of course not. Why would I get married?
So is this just a credit issue? Or?
That's such a misogynistic thing to say, John.
No, I'm not running from the law. I'm not a criminal.
Why
I'm taking
doing?
My father's last name.
The artist formerly known as Fisher?
Yeah, formerly known as Fisher. That's how the intro will go. So I'll be Samantha
Sam
Jane
Swisher.
St. Raymond.
So what?
Yeah, St. Raymond.
That doesn't work. That's too much.
Samantha St. Raymond. That sounds like a DJ name.
But we're still going to call you Slammin' Sammy Sound.
Of course we will.
Okay, there it is.
Moving on.
Slamming Sammy St. Sound. There you go. All right, we got local music to get to, and we'll do that momentarily. But let's talk about Play It Forward, an organization that I just love that puts musical instruments in the hands of kids that don't get the opportunity. And sadly, so often, and I say this so often, but it's true, when schools cut and tighten belts and things go, the music program's one of the first things to do so, unfortunately. So Sam's taken it upon herself, as well as several other musicians and businesses in the area, to help out and get instruments to these kids. You have, too. You've called up and said, I got a piano, I got a saxophone, I got a violin, I'd like to donate it. And they have. So let's talk about Play Forward. What's going on?
Well, always just really good stuff. So now is a great time to really dig into your closets and basements and such, because school is starting very soon. And we just inventoried our instruments yesterday, and we have a lot of stuff that we're going to donate this upcoming school year. But I do want to say that, you know, last year we gave the Grand Arts Center that baby grand piano.
Yeah.
Right? They loved it. It's so great. And I had a guy call me recently and tell me he has a baby grand and he wanted to donate it. So I called the Grand Arts Center again, and they're going to take it as well. So it's going to be beautiful in that
as well.
Massive auditorium that they have.
The Sun Theater,
The Sun Theater. There'll be one on one side and one on the other. And I was speaking with Damian Martin, the music educator there, and he said, you know, Sam, do you ever get any pianos? And I thought that was funny.
Well, my daughter goes there and is in the music program with him, so I think we planted the seed to punk you.
Yeah. And I said, well, that's funny you say that, because I often get piano requests, but, you know, financially, we just can't manage all that. So, but he did tell me about a young student there who's 15 years old. And he said, Samantha, I've never seen anything like it. This kid is a prodigy, and he would do anything to have a piano placed in his home. So we've coordinated that, and we're going to put that together next week as well.
Look at you. Look at you.
Donating two pianos.
You're awesome.
I thought you didn't do pianos.
Two pianos.
Well, sometimes, you know, the need's always there, but it's carrying the thing. And
right.
Sadly, I've been busy every weekend when she's had that opportunity.
Isn't that strange?
Isn't it weird?
Well, usually people call and they go, well, I live on the third floor of an apartment and I need it gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it just adds a lot of pressure to the program. But ever, we do once in a while find a great kid that needs a piano in their home. And the piano is such a beautiful, forgotten instrument. I think when we were growing up, everybody had a piano.
It was punishment, though. Piano lessons were punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this young man is a prodigy, and he really feels that he'll be eligible for Juilliard one day.
That's awesome.
And the thought of that just really makes me excited.
What else do you want?
We're always needing those violins. Those are a great demand. And any kind of band instrument, saxophones, trumpets, clarinets. A lady just donated a beautiful drum kit. I'm going to pick it up this week. And there's a little girl, a friend of a friend, has a niece She has three kids, and the father lives in the home. He has dementia, and the little one just wants to play the trumpet. And we found her a trumpet, and it's just little things like that. We can just go all day.
PlayItForwardSTL.org. Have a look around. Reach out to Sam, and let's get this all together and help out these kids. Any events coming up we need to shamelessly plug that benefit Play It Forward?
We are going to be at the St. Louis World's Fair again, F-A-R-E, at the Shakespearean, I think it's called. Do I have that right?
I don't
Shakespeare
know.
Glen?
Shakespeare Glen,
is that
thank
right?
you.
By the Art Museum?
Yes, at Forest Park. That'll be August 21st and 22nd. And we were there last year. We had a great time. Great music lineup. They're doing a Stevie Wonder tribute band there.
Ooh. Wah. John loves Stevie Wonder.
So do I. So I'll get more about that as the next few weeks go on.
Please do. All right, we're going to get into local music in a second. Let's check out the jamming on the roadways. Ed Smarin with a peek of traffic at 136. Ed, tell us more, buddy.
There's a couple places where you're jammed up. We do have an off-ramp that's closed. So from eastbound 270, that exit to New Florissant, that has road work shutting it down until August 22nd. Another heavy construction spot is on westbound 64 between Illinois 4 and U.S. 50. Actually, the eastbound stretch is under construction as well. Construction in the one of the lanes there, but the delay is not as bad. And then on eastbound 44 between Bowles and Merrimack River Bridge, we've got some road work that's blocking the left lane there. Traffic brought to you by Wild Alaska Seafood. If you're a salmon lover, you'll enjoy the robust flavor of Wild Alaska sockeye salmon. Grill some up tonight for a heart healthy and delicious dinner from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Several years ago, when my daughters were younger, their first concert I took them to was at the Family Arena. It was 4 and 20, and the music of Crosby, Stills, and Nash tribute orchestra, and they are back at it. In fact, that's them right there, is it not?
That is them, yes. It's incredible, isn't it?
Love those guys. They've been in here, too. I guess they don't want to do the show anymore. Or I forgot to call him. It was one of the two. One of those two things.
I'm going to go with you forgot to call him. They would have been here.
All right. Well, Scott, Mr. Mondin, I'm sorry. I dropped the ball on that one. But it's a great show, and it's at the Family Arena. When is that concert?
Friday night.
So tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Well worth attending. Very affordable, too. It's just a few shekels, and they do such a great job, as you heard, on CSNNY's catalog. And there's plenty to choose from. Catalog wise,
I'm telling you, I was at the show last year. I was absolutely blown away. The showtime starts at 7:30. There was probably, I don't know, 5,000-6,000 people there last year. Incredible is what I'm trying to say. I'm looking at something
else.
They were unbelievable. And our dear friend Madison Thorne gets up there and does a little percussion stuff. You know Madison.
Yeah, and there's
Terry Rogers.
Five or six.
Like I lost count. But I'm telling you what, they put on an amazing show. It's well worth the Friday night parking drive, walk in the venue, rock out. And I mean, if you close your eyes, you would think that's Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
It is a grand show. It's tomorrow, and we always do a couple. What else? Who else is coming up? Tell me more.
The Feed, a local band, one of my faves in St. Louis. They will be at the Pop Shop. Shop and Rocket.
Easy for you to say. That's unbelievable.
Oh, boy. It's never going to end, is it?
No.
Okay. 2720 on, Saturday. From 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., all kinds of street activity going on. Music starts at 4 o'clock, and it'll go from 4 to 10. And the Feed go on from 6:30 to 8 p.m., a $10 cover. And again, Pop, Shop, and Rocket. That is a tongue twister for me, isn't it, dear?
2720, by the way, is at 2720 Cherokee.
Yes, right? But I believe they're going to have the whole street activity going on outside, food, drinks, activities. fun for the kids as well.
Right around the corner from the Casa Loma, so people have some idea where that is. So yes. a lot of stuff going on. So that is on Saturday.
And it starts at 11 o'clock. The feed goes on at 4 o'clock. No, sorry, 6:30 to 8 they'll go on. And this is a great track from them called Rex.
All right, we go out with that. Don't forget, Play It Forward, STL.org, and get some instruments into the hands of some kids via Sam and Company. And thanks for all the great work that you do.
Thank you, dear.
Don't miss the show coming up on Saturday down at 2720 Cherokee. We go out with... Is this Rex or The Feed? Or
this is Rex from The Feed.
This is Rex from The Feed. We go out with that on the Music Club. At the Music Club, we do it each and every Thursday. Much thanks to Samantha Former Fisher. What else? Oh, speaking of music, we'll run with that theme. Randall Bly from Lamb of God joins us.